And this is Before They Were Monkeys podcast with me, Coda.
C'est moi, Joshua.
Amy.
My lovely.
And
we have a special guest tonight.
Eric.
Eric Wanderlund, local graphic artist.
We need a name drop there. Come on.
We don't drop our own names, we can drop other people's names on the podcast.
Oh, that's great.
Make friends that way. Yeah.
That's how we do. That's how we do.
Yeah, he never gave us permission to drop his name.
Oh, well.
What can we do now?
He's single.
Thanks.
He draws really good. I don't know.
Really well. Okay.
So.
Pretty good.
That sounds stupid. Okay, I got one topic I really want to talk about.
Which one's that one?
That would be pregnancy in Fort Wayne.
Pregnancy in Fort Wayne? Oh, good.
It seems like everyone's getting pregnant.
That's true. We had just had three people at work just came back from their maternity leave.
See, like, I see it as either people are right now pregnant, they either have one baby, or they just got pregnant within the last few days.
That's kind of like the way it always is.
It's running rampant.
People
go to clubs, get drunk, find someone to have sex with for the night, and then that's
well.
Oh,
also,
a nightstand.
Yeah.
Also, you gotta realize it's licking chocolate off my hands. This is weird.
That's not chocolate, Coda.
There's brown stuff in my hands. I'm just licking off. Wow. Okay, but no, like, it just seems like everyone is having a kid right now.
Amy, are you pregnant? Is that what Coda's trying to get at?
She's not pregnant, thank God.
No.
Not yet.
Not just told like, you.
But, you gotta remember, everyone, when it's wintertime, everyone's inside making babies.
We have nothing else to do. I
mean, exactly, that's what I'm saying.
But,
like, it's just weird because, like, I was at my old job just walking around. And I see this girl who was my manager. She used to work there, now she's not working there. And I'm just standing there getting food. And she doesn't remember who the hell I am. She's,
thank God, right?
She's like massively pregnant.
Like showing all kinds of signs?
She's beyond just showing all kinds of signs. Like,
big belly.
Like, it's ridiculous. And then,
pregnant ones fart, do not smoke.
How do you know that?
Yeah.
I don't want to know how you know that.
I've been around pregnant people. Like I said, three people from work just got back from maternity leave. I worked with them when I was pregnant for the most.
Wow.
It's probably because they eat all sorts of random shit.
Yeah. Like, it's gross. It's nasty, man. They're rancid.
Women tend to have
cravings.
Like, cravings, like, I don't know, like, it ranges anything. Like, my mom used to, when she was pregnant with my sister, she used to crave dirt. She would want to eat dirt. Yeah, you can't make this shit up. She would just go outside and like dig and like do her garden, and then she'd like lick the dirt off her hands, which is disgusting.
At least it's not ashes, so we're good.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, but yeah, some women crave the craziest thing. So, yeah, I imagine if you eat dirt, your farts stink a little.
I would think so,
but I just find it weird because I remember either she said it to me in person or she said it on Facebook. She's like, I can't have kids because of such and such reason. The manager I used to work with. And then all of a sudden I see that she's pregnant. So, and then like everyone's getting pregnant.
See, she went and had a one night stand.
And you and me and Matt are the only ones, and Eric, are the only ones that don't have kids right now.
Because
Aaron Drew. Oh, yeah, they found out. Really? They found out what they're having.
What's a girl?
Well, guess.
Girl.
Yep. I find that pretty funny though.
Yeah.
Because he was all hoping for a boy. Yeah. But I knew it. I knew he was gonna.
It was one boy. You have to have at least one guy to carry on the name. I mean.
Yeah, I hope he has at least one boy. But I think that's funny. He has a girl first. Because he's got a lot of estrogen in his system.
Personally, me and Daniel are going to have like 12 kids. Planned it out. Already picked out names.
Are you going to like raise them out in the farm? In like farm country? Just let them roam in the...
No.
Just let them all out? Let them roam? Herds of cats?
No, we're going to get them all mopeds and see how they do.
Oh, just give them mopeds in the middle of the countryside. Josh.
Oh, Harley Davidson. I'm sorry.
They're all going to ride Harleys?
Eric's going to be on Harley.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a motorsports store too.
Ninja one?
Where?
He owns a Honda store.
Where's that though?
Right next to it.
Anyway. You work there though, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, how's that going?
It's pretty good.
Pretty good?
Where do you work?
River City Harley Davidson.
You work parts, I think. That's correct, right?
Until we got the new parts guy.
No.
Now I'm cleaning everything again.
That's shitty. What? You kick it out?
Yep. So, did I hear someone say that you do graphic? Like, what was it? That
he's a graphic artist.
You're a graphic artist?
Yeah, I do a lot of drawing. I do a lot of, like, Photoshop and video editing type things. And
Can you design my business cards?
Don't do it here.
Well, we might want to commission you for, like, a logo. Would that be cool?
I feel like the show is missing one giant thing that we call a logo.
Don't you
and
do
now that we have a graphic
artist on
here. Yeah.
Don't you do, like, a lot of anime, Eric?
Yes, I do.
What's a lot of your influences?
Everything.
Every well, I mean, no, like, seriously. there's such a wide range from, like, Death Note to Gundam to Sailor Moon.
Naruto. Most important one.
You do have a sticker on your laptop.
Awesome. just
let them roll. Just let them roll. It's gonna come out.
Yeah, I actually have quite a few influences. It's just whenever I watch any anime show that I get interested in, I always try to draw some characters from every show that I'm interested at that time. Huh. And I've had started off with Dragon Ball Z when I was in like sixth grade or so.
What if we put some of your work on our blog and then labeled it as yours, obviously? And
yeah, that's fine.
Give you credit for it.
I think when everyone's in sixth grade, they did Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, well,
that's like the big thing.
Basically, I just like it, if not better.
I think I've seen some of his Dragon Ball Z stuff.
Well, went a long time ago when I first started. They looked,
yeah.
Well, their arms look like balloons, basically. But yeah, Dragon Ball Z, and then eventually got off to Pokemon and all those Digimon things. And then I wound up with the current Bleach and Naruto. And
I've seen you draw some Wolverine, though, too.
Yeah, after I got after with the anime, I kind of wound up trying to do some more American stuff and trying to combine kind of like the American Western type
drawings
together.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I really like that idea. You're really going to have to send me some new stuff so we can put it on our blog and give you credit for it, so people who do listen to the podcast and go on our blog sometimes.
You can draw something like that really good if you have something with them in like 5 minutes.
No, I'm just saying you can send it to us or email something.
So what you're saying is we should have brought a sketchpad.
We should have.
Right? Yeah, I think that'd be great if you put it on our blog so people can see.
Communication on my part, yes.
Poor planning on your part.
I'm not a good planner. I just kind of float.
McDonald's.
But you were at Summit City Comic Con last year, right? You had your own booth.
Yep, my friend Jacob Minnick and I were.
Who Jacob Minnick is going to be on the next podcast? Mm-hmm. We're going to interview him next time.
Yep, he got us a booth and for Summit City along with about three others last year. We wound up going on.
I want to tell a little bit of a story about this booth.
Oh no!
Me and a couple of people went there. Nick, my friends Nick and Sarah, we went there. I believe Sarah paid him for a picture, right?
Or
you got Gurr. Danielle paid him for a picture. I don't think she's gotten that one yet.
No, that was for her birthday.
That was for Ralph's birthday, I'm sorry. And now I went ahead and I paid him for a Spider-Man picture. I never got it. I'm still waiting on it.
Wait a minute, didn't you say
he brought this up in one of the other podcasts.
He owes me, man.
He owes me $5 for a Spider-Man picture.
And you're still upset about it. Yes, consider it part of like, I don't know, some artistic talent that the accountant A-wired, and you're never going to get it.
You'll get it.
He's had Spider-Man pictures that weren't, he's had them that are really good. He's like, no, he's not good enough. I'm sorry.
I don't know why. I just cannot get Spider-Man right.
Especially with the black suit.
Yeah, with my shading, it's just kind of hard to do that one.
Which one?
I was going to say, what does it look most like? Because there's so many different variants. Like, there's Ultimate Spider-Man. There's, like, so many different variants.
That's why
Spider-Man.
I don't like comic books, to be honest with you. Like Batman, there's, like, 20
different variants. Yeah, I'll be right back. Keep the podcast going.
Is the podcast going?
Yeah.
Wait, have we recorded?
We're recording.
Oh, my God.
You didn't tell me yet.
You know what? Now that when the door locks, we shouldn't let him back in because he tends to close the door. He tends to not like. I don't know.
Not like
kind of weird that you just took off in the middle of the broadcast.
Important phone call. You never know what happens.
Okay, Tom Griswold.
Tom Griswold.
You know, Bob and Tom. Tom's always like, you know, hold on, I gotta take this call.
Well, I like Tom Griswold.
I do. I like Tom too. He's kind of neurotic. He's always on his phone.
The Bob and Tom are hilarious.
They are.
They're hilarious. I'll never be able to be that funny. That's okay though.
Yeah. So what were you telling me earlier about mountain lions?
Oh no! I was looking on the news. There was a mountain lion attack. I think it was. I want to say. Oh. Give me a second here.
It was so almost, prepared.
I am prepared. Isn't that awesome? At least I wrote it down this time. In Arizona. I like his book. It's nice. Probably name in this journal, right?
You already said that.
Not on the podcast.
Sure.
Anyway.
Is that fishing line?
Yes, it is. I repaired it.
You repaired your book with fishing line.
Hey, it's going to hold forever, man.
I fixed the freaking chair I broke today with one glue.
Yeah, because he dropped it on. I don't even want to know. I don't even want to think about it.
We're not going to talk about that.
So,
he's talking about mountain lions.
The mountain lion attack in Arizona. It was actually kind of interesting story. The only reason I really like this one, I want to bring it up. It was the guy was with his dog. This almost blank except for the first page. You got
it
upside
down. I love it.
Anyway, the guy's dog got attacked by a mountain lion. They later found out the mountain lion had rabies. That's, you know, helped attack and all that. But the guy saw his dog get dragged in the bushes, and he saved him. And oddly enough, he didn't have a gun or anything. He pulled up a frying pan. Frying pan like this big, maybe made a foot across.
Okay. Like I was going to say, you got to like when you're just putting up your hand, you got to like say like how big of diameter you think it is.
Wait until they start incorporating video, and then maybe everyone will get your point. Go on.
Set a foot across. That's for here. That's here. It makes me more comfortable, right? You know, gestures are
right. Jazz hands.
All right. Anyway.
And he went up to the mountain lion, and he's this is pretty brave. He actually just hit it a couple of different times until he knocked it out.
He's the dude.
He went up against the mountain lion, like a crazy mountain lion who was like starving for food, went up, attacked a dog, his dog, and the dog is actually fine now. It only has a few marks on it and everything, but it lives. That's crazy. That's either really crazy or really brave. Maybe he was trying. I don't know.
It's a whole lot of stupidity.
See, I tend to like it the other way around. When
because you attack
a mountain lion that's starving will attack a person, try to eat a person, and then the dog will save a person. I like those kind of stories. A person going up with a frying pan to save a dog.
That's pretty brave.
It's pretty crazy. I can't imagine attacking a person with a frying pan, much less a mountain lion. Yeah, the odds are against you.
Have you ever seen Tangled? You ever seen Tangled?
I love
she
that
loves Tangled.
I gotta get one of these.
Yes, that movie's awesome.
And then, like, at the end, like, they all have frying pans.
That was awesome.
Yes.
That horse did really well with a frying pan.
God, I love that
horse. Let me tell you, that horse knew how to whip that army in shape, let me tell you.
Yeah, that horse was a dog.
So.
This was my doggy.
Yeah. I got done talking to Matt. He will not grace us with his presence once again.
You know what?
He just started.
His whole rights to call him a douchebag, and I don't care if he listens to the podcast. Douchebag!
Hey! Stop it!
he just started a new. Oh, I want to talk about this. So, he started a new job, and then he came over Sunday, and all he did was fucking brag about his job. It's no big deal, man. It's just I get paid, what, $30,000 at this job. They let me drive a truck around. I can take it home if I want. Oh, and I get a free cell phone. It's no big deal.
Did he say where it was?
It's for EOS.
Okay.
So probably now if anyone from there is listening to this, they will be like, Matt was on the show?
No, he was never on this show.
The first episode.
He was the one that you could barely hear anybody on. Okay. You know, the one that...
The very crappy edition.
Here's the thing about Matt. Let's get into it.
I don't want to get into it. Come on. No, you're not getting into this.
I was just going to say, I congratulated him. I was like, congratulations.
Oh, yeah, tell me about that.
Your first professional job on your own merit. He's like, what does that mean? All the other jobs I got were on my own merit. I'm like, no, all the other jobs you got were because your brother got you the job. Your friend got you the job.
But to be fair, though, like, what is going right now? You kind of have to know somebody to get a job.
That's the only way to get a job is who you know.
But it's still not the point. I was congratulating him on going to an interview, knowing nobody there, and getting a job on his own credentials. And he said, well, thanks for the... He's like, He's like, thanks for the compliment slapped with an insult. I'm like, well, it's true. You had everything handed to you before, and this time you had to work for it. But apparently I'm just being evil.
I'll say, Eric, how'd you get your job at River City?
The Ellardings.
Mm-hmm.
Friends.
I almost did not get the job, though.
How?
Because Nick's older sister did not want to interview me.
Oh, well.
That's took weird. Him about 3 months to convince them.
That's the one with swing with, right?
Yeah. All right.
Okay. That's why.
Because she knows I'm quiet and shy.
Well, I'm not saying that it's bad to know somebody to get a job. I'm just saying that, you know, to go out and get a job on your own merit without knowing anyone takes a lot of courage. And I was congratulating him on that, and he just didn't seem to get it.
Yeah.
Like, he thought I was insulting him. I'm not insulting you. Girl, whatever.
It happens. Some people just mistake things.
Yeah. The new Call of Duty Black Ops trailer dropped.
Oh, really?
Who saw it?
I did not, actually. I'm sure
Eric did. You see it?
Honestly, I didn't. Unfortunately, I'm kind of... The internet's kind of down in my house, so I can't watch anything.
That sucks.
Well, have you at least heard anything about it?
I've really only heard that they're taking it in a much different way, and I've heard some people say that what they've seen of it, they're not really excited for it.
I am one of those people who is excited, and I'm not a Call of Duty fan. I've played all the Modern Warfares. I rented Modern Warfare 3, and I played it because everyone's like, "You gotta play it, man! You gotta play it! You gotta play it!" And I'm like, "Okay, I'll freaking play it! I'll fucking play it!" And I went out and played it, and I did not like it. But from what I've seen on Black Ops 2, because it I think they don't like it because it takes place in the future.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to take place in 2025. But from what I've seen in the trailer, the graphics are awesome. Because Call of Duty graphics, to me, are not at what they should be.
Yeah, I agree. They kind of stay the same. They get a little bit better, but not a whole lot.
Like Treyarch, they smooth out the graphics. They're a lot better. And I think the storyline is... I don't know. I just think... This is the new direction that, because, I mean, you can only do so much with Call of Duty, especially since 1 year it'll be Treyarch, and what's the other?
Treyarch and Infinity Ward, I think it was.
Like, every year it's either Treyarch or Infinity Ward.
Yep, it's because one of them now owns the rights to the Modern Warfare franchise, I think, and then the other one owns just the rest of Call of Duty.
Yeah, Treyarch owns the rest of Call of Duty, and then Infinity Ward has all Modern Warfare.
Yeah, which I think is over now.
As awesome as Modern Warfare is, I mean, I suck at it, personally.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, shut up. You kill me, like, repeatedly. All right. You and Nick on our team is not fair. What was that game you were talking about? Mass Effect, you were talking about?
Oh, yes, Mass Effect.
I love
that game.
Me, Coda, and Eric are going to play Mass Effect.
We'll play it tonight?
Well, yeah, play it tonight, man.
Which one? Two or three?
I think it's
I have parts of both three. Of them with me. Unfortunately, my...
Oh, because I played a little bit of three because I got the demo. I didn't like it.
Well, unfortunately, my third one, the second disc is broken.
His friend Josh broke it, not me. Not me. He isn't a friend Josh. All right, I wouldn't do that to a game.
Quick question.
What?
Since this is going to be going...
This is
going
to go all nerd down. We're going down the nerd hole.
Yeah.
Lord of Nerds.
Did you guys bring your own remotes?
Like,
how many? Is it a multiplayer game?
Is it an Xbox?
Yeah. Did you bring three controllers?
Two.
That's fine.
We can take three. I think it's only like what is.
But how am I going to play?
I think it's only
you're watching. You're like,
I think it's a one-player game, actually.
Oh, really?
You can play multiplayer online, but...
Or if anything, we could play on my PS3 that I got.
You have it for the PS3?
Well, I have a PS3 and I got a bunch of games, so we can play something else.
See, I didn't bring any. I'm sorry. That's about it.
So, what else is going on in the news?
Fart noises?
Besides the fart noises.
That's what they're talking about.
Entire fart soundboard.
Someone told me something about... Was it hogtied?
I told you something about that.
Yeah, what was that?
You know, it's an interesting thing that you bring that up, because I hogtied this fella right outside the library, right over there. No, okay, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, it was in Cleveland, Ohio, at a gas station. This lady was filling up her car or whatever, and when she was done, she was getting ready to get back in her car, And some guy tried to rob her. Tried to take her purse.
That. It's gone.
And I thought it was kind of interesting because I watched the video for it. They had it on video. It's been on the cameras. It's awesome. And she starts fighting back. And next thing you know, she's fighting back. She's got him on the ground or whatever, pinning. She started pinning him. The gas station clerk, the attendant, runs out and starts helping out. And she just saw him about, like, sitting on his face like that. And then, like, he said something about, like, I can't breathe. And she said, you should have thought about that before you started robbing somebody. And I'm like, you're kidding me. Oh, wow.
How big was the woman?
The one. The
victim, really? Like, her size matters. What do you think? She's like 400 pounds. Come on now.
I heard sitting on.
She wasn't a sumo wrestler.
So she was chunky?
Oh, my gosh, really?
But she wasn't.
She wasn't, but she was, what, one stage down?
I don't know.
She was a beginner sumo wrestler. She was working on her belt.
You know what? Well, now she feels better.
I'm glad we found a replacement for Matt for these last few podcasts. All we need is a soundboard and we're good.
No smell.
That's all he... I know, there's no smell in this
room.
You
almost expect it, though, don't you, when you hear that noise? I do. It's like, oh, God.
All right. Calm down with that.
Anyway, but, like, the one at the gas station, the clerk ran back in the store while it was pinned down, got some kind of rope or something like that, and a caution tape, and they hog-tied him.
What?
They just tied him up, and when the police got there, they had they ran up to him, got the tasers up and everything. Didn't even need a taser, and he couldn't move.
So they just, like, they load just him up and throw him in the
they
car?
They just held him there until the cops got there.
Get in there, boy!
Well, that's awesome. Good. I'm so glad that finally someone's taken.
They should put some costumes on and go
join
those guys.
Right? The vigilante. Okay,
Vigilante.
There we go. Let's pronounce it wrong.
Speaking of that, I'm going to go on. Okay, so last week I talked about those real life superheroes.
Yeah.
Now there's a real life supervillain.
Yeah, you mentioned something about that last time, too.
Yeah, his name is Rex Velvet. He's from Seattle.
Rex Velvet from Seattle.
Like, he's.
Hey, that's where all our viewers are at.
I think we have two viewers out there.
Okay. Like I said,
I wonder if Rex Velvet is one of our viewers. I'm like, yes, well, it was mentioned.
Well, I find him... Okay,
what,
I can't tell...
What, you're going to insult our viewer now? Thanks a lot.
No.
Nice to stop listening. What he's doing?
Well, because he's specifically targeting Phoenix Jones, that guy who's a superhero in Seattle.
Okay.
Now, but I find him...
Is he one of the good ones, or is he like one of those just kind of... haphazardly doing this.
Villain, okay.
Are you talking about the villain? Like, is he actually being a villain, or is he actually...
No, who is he targeting?
Phoenix Jones.
Which is, he's...
He's an actual, like, he's an actual guy going out on the streets, and he's pepper spraying people in the face.
Okay.
I'm confused.
That's how his main attack is, his mace to the face.
Okay, so he's not one of the guys who actually, like, knows a whole bunch of karate, or, like, they have a good background to him. He's just pepper spray.
You want to know what he actually does. He is a special needs teacher during the day, which he actually got fired from it because they found out about his real identity.
Huh.
You mean his secret identity?
Well, both got mixed, and now
I'm so confused.
The school does not want someone who is going on
secret.
They don't
want
to promote this.
No, we're not talking about him.
Vigilante.
We're talking about the vigilante. Keep up with the conversation.
Oh, see, well, if I'm confused, imagine the three viewers we have. They must be totally.
We said Phoenix Jones and Rex Velvet. Rex Velvet is the
superhero. I'll defend to the death your right to.
Okay.
Enough. I'm sorry. That was longer than I had hoped.
But Rex Velvet, like, he's put out two videos now, like, pretty much challenging Phoenix Jones to come out and, like, fight him.
What does this Rex guy do? What's his abilities?
He has... It doesn't look like he has any abilities besides, like, drinking explosive liquid. Because, like, whenever he has a video, he's drinking something that's, like, sparks are coming out of.
So he uses, I have, like, a quick question.
But, like, he's... I love him because he wears, like, a bowler hat. He's got a monocle, and then he's got... Like a wispy mustache.
So he made the Monopoly guy a bad guy.
Pretty much. But, like...
What's the name Rex?
He looks like a theater major. Because he's... If you watch the video, he's very theater.
What video is that, Coda?
Maybe it is.
What?
What video are you referring to?
Just type in Rex Velvet to YouTube.
Oh, okay.
I'll drop a link in the link dump. Don't worry. Do we need?
Okay.
I don't think we need canned laughter on this podcast, guys.
Yes, we do.
I like canned laughter, Cody. It's delicious.
Who doesn't love? All right.
That's
right.
Disgusting.
But
that was real.
But don't know. I just think he's very theatery, and then like, I find him very funny to watch.
So he's not really,
because he actually
what?
He was at a indie theater, and like, because I saw on his, it's, if you go to at Rex Velvet on Twitter, he has his own Twitter account, and then he has like pictures of him like hanging out at an indie theater production.
Really?
Yeah.
So maybe he's just like doing this just for the tweets.
No, I think he's just doing it because he's
just to have a challenge.
Just to have a challenge.
That'd be kind of interesting to see.
He wants to put his theater major to work.
That's a good idea. Maybe he's trying to find a job. Exactly. Hey, I'm a supervillain. That's what he's going around town.
That's one way to get an agent.
I'll be in the next Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass 3.
Well, if you listen to our last podcast, we had a whole discussion about Kick-Ass. Listen to it.
All right.
You might like it. I don't know.
You'll probably like it.
You probably won't.
You weren't in it.
We'll just be smart. We have 3 viewers. I'm just kidding. Hey, to our 3 viewers, thank you for listening.
Recommend it to your friends.
Please.
I tried recommending it to the people at my job, and they're like, no thank you. That's... Well, thanks for your support.
Well, if
love you.
Love you.
The way you say it, and kind of something, you made your fellow employees seem kind of stuck up.
Yeah, you... Well, as I like to call them, I like to call them shifty bitches.
Yeah, they're going to listen to it now.
Great. Now, if they ever did listen, because I have suggested it, now they all know that they're shifty.
Some of the ladies in there are very nice to your face.
So they're two-faced, is what you're saying.
Who isn't two-faced? Think about it.
Hey, yeah, Jeff.
No.
Hey, Jeff.
Let me see that.
I'm bleeding.
Oh, think about it. Everyone's kind of two-faced.
Everybody whenever is, because no one wants to say something to their face. Everybody's exactly. afraid to. Like, Eric, you're directionally impaired. I'm sorry.
I know.
I mean, like,
he is.
Like next time we see Matt, we're going to say, oh, hi, Matt, how's it going? When we totally trash-talked him today on this podcast. So you see what I'm saying? Everyone's kind of two-faced.
Because that's just how I am.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know him, so.
I do. I'll admit it. I'll be, like, so nice to him, but I'm going to be like, that little jerk. That
ass bag.
No, I thought everybody's at work.
How are people at your work?
They're assholes. Seriously, straight up, they're assholes.
Do you ever tell that to their faces? Like, hey, you're an asshole. My name is Josh.
Depends on how they're going to react.
Is there any special stories from McDonald Land?
A special story from McDonald Land? Well, yesterday, I'm a maintenance guy, you know that. Someone took this huge shit all over the toilet. You know, gross. I gotta clean it up. Please don't. Please don't. No, but seriously, we had this one kid there. I'm not going to say his name or anything. He's a tall, skinny, like, gangly skinny. Like, really, you don't want to hang out with this dude. Pimply face, round glasses like Harry Potter. And he's talking like he's the shit. He goes to Dwayne. And he's on the football team.
So basically, he's like a younger version of Coda.
I was never on the football team.
No.
I never even did it.
Pimply face.
No, Coda ain't fooled himself like this.
Oh, wow.
I was not fooled myself back in high school. I'm fooled myself now.
This dude is so... One of my friends that works there,
he actually went
up to this guy. Like, one of my friends worked there, won like $200 off a scratch-off lottery ticket. And he goes, and this kid goes to him and says, oh, wow, isn't that like for the poor people? Oh, man, that dude got his ass kicked.
Someone needs to remind him that he works at McDonald's.
I know. Well, I'm assuming his family's probably rich, or his parents are probably rich.
They just want him to work a job.
Yeah. Which I know someone there is actually a really good friend of mine. Her parents are rich, but she's like the nicest person ever. And she's working a job of her own choice. Your parents don't actually want her to work at McDonald's.
I don't know if snobbery is inbred, like, in, like, you know, people it's born with up. It, or if it's how they're raised.
It's like
a bit of both. Mixture of both, I want to say.
Yeah, because you know what? My family, like, we're not rich, but we're not, you know, destitute. And I was raised to respect everybody. But I gotta admit it. When I go shopping, I don't want to buy... I don't want to go to Goodwill. I want to go to Coach. And I know...
There is no Coach in town.
You're not getting the point.
No, she says she wants to fly Coach.
No. Oh, she wants to fly Coach.
No, that's not the point. No,
the poor people's
I point. Don't want to go to Goodwill. I want to go and spend more money than I have.
You want to go to Kohl's.
Yes. No, she hates Kohl's, I don't like Kohl's.
You want to go to Sears?
No, that's pretty much the same
that's
thing.
That's worse. Oh, no, she wants to go to JCPenney's.
JCPenney's?
That's where all the deals are.
That's where all the deals are. Okay.
Okay, that's not my point. I mean, I want, like, I Gucci, Gabbana, Coach. I'm talking about, like, the name brand stuff.
Like that and one purse company that's really thing. I don't even know what it's called.
Vera Bradley.
There you go, Vera Bradley.
Yes.
Or well, Coach.
See, that's the thing, like... I wasn't raised with, like, nice, like, expensive things, but yet I'm always like, I don't want to go Goodwill. I don't want no Goodwill stuff. I can't help it. I'm snobby when it comes to that.
Dakota, quit spoiling her.
I know I need stuff.
Oh, like he spoils me. My wedding ring was $27. Okay, let's...
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Stop. 5 seconds, stop. You got that wedding ring because you could not wait 5 minutes. We were getting married in 2 months.
That's probably the best one we've had right now. I just want to say.
All right. But I am, like, I'm snobby like that, but I'm not, like, I don't look down on somebody if they're wearing, you know, I don't know, Walmart brand clothes.
Walmart brand clothes?
Yes,
did
Walmart
you just
brand
go
clothes.
Walmart brand clothes. I'm wearing
I'm
Walmart
sorry.
Brand clothes.
I'm sorry. I don't look down on you.
Hey, this
you
is
are
down
you
on me?
Judging you?
Hey,
judging
yes,
you?
I feel very judged.
These are Walmart pants, and they're awesome. Except you can't put your cell phone in this pocket because it's too small.
Here's the truth. I will not shop at Walmart. We've discussed this in the last podcast. I will not buy Walmart clothes. I will not buy anything from Walmart.
Sweatshop labor. Yeah, no, it's horrible.
I love Walmart.
Yeah, but I can't afford anything.
They don't.
Nice.
You know what the Walmart's their healthcare plan is?
You're my shit.
It's called the government. Well, we're not going to pay you enough, so you're going to have to apply for food stamps, for Medicaid.
Fine.
Go for it.
Fine.
Yes.
You say this every time we go to Walmart.
Hey! Drop it.
Doesn't
yes.
use the one yet. I
yes.
swear to God.
Thank you, Peter Griffin. We will stop it on the Walmart conversation.
Just
God,
saying.
Every time we go out, she
we
has to bash on
we
Walmart.
We shouldn't have just started talking about Walmart clothes. I don't know
totally different
there,
subject, but talking about a different store. Hollister.
Okay, now that's a store I won't go into either because it's douchebag land.
No.
Wait,
I wanna...
wait, didn't you say you want to get nicer stuff?
But not from Hollister. It's douchebag land.
Guys.
Nicer stuff is either douchebag land or stuck up.
I was just saying I want to tell a funny story I just want to tell a funny story because are there female models at Hollister?
Yeah, I wouldn't think so, but I don't know. I don't
because
shop there.
Because
I
got a text from Matt the other day. It said, there's a model at Hollister trying to recruit me. Guess who got her number?
Oh, well.
And I'm like, I don't think Hollister has female models. I think they only have male models.
You don't want to sell male clothes? That I know of?
I've been in there before. I've never seen a female model.
You know what? I can't even go in there. Because, like, you can smell it a mile away.
I love this.
You go in there, you get an instant migraine from the concentrated douchebag smell.
You're such an ass bag.
But you can hear it too, like when you go in there, they're always playing that.
Oh, you're very. That's very true. Yeah, you get a headache from that. So
apparently, you can start dancing that people look at you funny.
Josh. And plus, the atmosphere is really dark. You go in there, and it's like really dark and dank.
That's because
the
models
like,
there want to hit on you.
You have to like go in there and feel around. You know, like it's like the lights are off
because
guess what? They are off.
Because if this,
what?
If this,
I can see in there.
If you see what you're buying, like with bright light, you will say no.
Right? It's like, well, what kind of...
I think
you look
I can
at it
see
and you're like, do I really look like a D-bag when I wear this? Yes, I'll put it down.
Well, whenever you go shopping in one of those stores, like, me being the husky kind of guy...
Husky?
They won't... Husky kind of guy. I never get those... The clothes never fit. Like, they'll fit for maybe like a month and then they're... Like, the only thing I've had that lasts the longest is this Aeropostale hoodie I have.
But that's Aeropostale, the little brother of douchebag Hollister. Do you see where I'm going?
Is Aeropostale?
That's why I like work clothes. They last forever.
Is Aeropostale related to Hollister?
Yeah.
I don't
think so.
I know Aeropostale and Abercrombie are related.
Oh, no, it's Abercrombie and Fitch. That's the one that they're related. I don't think it's Aeropostale. No, it's Hollister and Abercrombie. That's connected. Aeropostale's a different brand. But
how's it going, Eric? You know, good.
Do you know anything about what we're talking about? Because, like, do you Okay, would you agree that when you walk into Hollister,
Eric shops Walmart. Smells... He doesn't shop Hollister. He's with me.
If you glide by Hollister,
glide by, do you not smell the douchebaggery when you walk by? Like, you can whiff it.
Honestly, I never notice.
You should. Next time you go to the mall, just think, oh, there's Hollister, and take a deep breath.
It smells like straight up douchebag.
Then you see all the, like, jerks walking in. I hate Hollister, along with Goodwill.
I noticed you did.
You don't hate Goodwill. Goodwill doesn't like, that's not a good.
No, I don't hate Goodwill.
You just said you hate Goodwill.
No, I don't mean I hate Goodwill.
I hate Hollister and Goodwill.
Okay, I can never find anything good in Goodwill. I've got to start at work.
Person get there, aren't you?
She found, like a Coach belt. Story. She found a brand new Coach belt. She found a Coach bag at Goodwill for 15 cents.
And she flew Coach?
Fine, that joke is never going to die.
It's not.
Sorry.
A belt alone can cost $200. And she got it for 15 cents. I paying $200 cents.
For a belt. I'm sorry, that.
People who shop at Coach.
I have a good Goodwill story, though.
Okay.
Tell me.
Me and my brother went to Goodwill. And it was the one on Coliseum. You know, that little one right there.
I like that one.
One that has no airflow to it.
Airflow?
It has no airflow. It's not vented well.
Oh, I've never noticed.
Well, they all smell.
Well, I've only been in there for like 5 minutes, so maybe.
Yeah, I took my brother there to shop for some clothes.
Oh, no.
He had some gas.
Oh,
this was like, a wet fart because I smelled it and I ran away from that. I went 5 miles down. I'm like, man, I'm not going over there. I am not going over there. And we're shopping around. Like 20 minutes later, we hear someone going, we see someone going to the aisle and complain. Dude. It smells like shit over here.
I was hoping they'd be like, oh God, what is this? This is horrible.
Like after that person left, poop. After that person left, someone else came up, and while we were checking out, someone else came up to the cash register person and said, you gotta get some air pressure or something back there.
Oh my God, that's funny.
And we didn't say anything because they didn't know who it was. You know, the store started busting out laughing. I don't know if the guy saw us or not, but I'm sure he'd have figured it out. But that was like 30 minutes later, it was still hanging around. You're kidding me. He was the fans in that face or something.
Okay. Coda, bless your little heart. He decided, like...
Little? Are you saying... Is
I'm
that
just
nice?
Saying bless his heart. Anyways, let's just get over it. Let's move on. He has his moments, too, where...
My shit-tastical moments?
He likes to go through Target, and he'll just walk through an aisle, and he'll fart from the beginning of the aisle, and just fart and walk all the way to end of the aisle.
I'll destroy that aisle.
And then...
No one can go in that aisle after me.
And the thing is, it follows after him, and then, like, you could smell it around the entire store. It's horrible. I hate going shopping with you. Only imagine that for like 10 minutes.
No.
It's one fart and then it just drags out of my ass.
No, I've had, me and Danielle were going, trying to get supplies and make something crafty. I don't know what it was for. I had no idea. But like in Walmart, there's like craft aisle.
Oh no, we're talking about
the craft aisle ends right where the wedding aisle starts. Like it's in the same amount of shares as mine. We're looking there and I ripped one. Like it was a nasty one. And I'm like, Daniel, we gotta leave this aisle. She's like, hold on, I have to find this. I'm like, Daniel, I really gotta go. And so she's still looking. And the other couple walks up. They walk up from her direction. And I'm pretty sure the guy whiffed it and thought it was her. And I started cracking up, laughing, like, looking away, thinking, oh my God, I'm gonna kill later. And so I start walking out of there, and I start laughing. And you can see their faces. They were grossed out.
What?
They were grossed out. It is that, like, their faces, you can see it. They're just like, oh, God, what is that? Dear Lord.
You know, Code has done that to me before. He's actually farted, then laughed, and I didn't notice it until somebody else had walked by. And then, like you know what they're thinking. Because, like, once you whiff it, and then, like, you look at their faces, and, like, it almost looks like you're the guilty party. Like, were they looking at me because I just farted? Yeah. Thanks a lot.
No, I have done this once. I have farted, like, this one was by me. I'm like, looked over at him. You should probably get out of this aisle.
Dude, you want to leave.
Right about
it's going to get bad.
I wonder how common it is just to pass gas in public places.
Well, I've heard you actually fart.
15 times a day on average.
You just don't know it.
Yeah, the thing, not all of them are really loud or smell really bad, but that's
average. Just, wait, how do you not know it? Like,
it just ekes out of your ass.
Yeah. Like, the only time it's really bad or something like that is when it's like a big one. The only time I really hear it. I mean,
there's a reason, like, people, like, okay, say if I had a really bad day at work, and then you smell my underwear or my pants, that's probably why it stinks.
You know, those shit stains you have to clean.
All those shit stains.
You laugh at it now, but it's actually true.
Okay, done. Done.
Is it embarrassing?
Just to conclude our fart conversation.
Stop with the poop jokes, jeez.
That one's just a terrible name.
Okay. So you know what was Saturday?
Free comic book day. You know what? I should have known better. I missed it because I had to work. But when I went to the Avengers movie, which is an awesome movie, by the way, I'm not going to say spoilers for anybody who hasn't
seen it. I want you to tell me a little bit, but you don't have to spoil it.
Actually, don't tell us anything. I'm
going to tell you this. They gave out a free comic book for Avengers versus X-Men.
Yes.
And it was awesome. But it had a sticker, like this big. Which probably, it doesn't help with visual aids, so don't say anything. I swear to God. I will jump over this table. But it said about free comic book day and Saturday.
How big was it?
It was about the size of this pop can, which is an average size.
A pop can.
Average size pop can. 12 ounces.
Did you go see the Avengers movie, Eric?
I saw it for the third time yesterday.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna have to go see it tomorrow night. Good,
huh? I love that movie.
Did you watch all the ones that led up to it and like just the final?
Everyone did.
I haven't.
If you've seen Iron Man,
you can't watch it yet. You have to watch all the ones lead up to it first.
You have to watch Iron Man, Iron Man 2, Captain America,
Thor.
Edward Norton, the second one was an apology
for the first one that sucked because Marvel didn't do it,
but it still sucked.
I've seen all of them except for Hulk. I've never seen
a little bit.
Never seen the
one they liked about it the most was that they actually used moves from like the actual comic book, like Hulk hands when you grab the car.
No, I've never seen any Hulk movie. I didn't even know who that Hulk is until I watched Coda's little cartoon Avengers thing. A long time ago, and I was like, "Oh, the Hulk is like
he's
permanently Jekyll."
The straight to DVD cartoon.
What? She just compared Hulk.
Let's talk about comics for a little bit and banish her opinion. How did I make anyone mad?
Hey, stop it.
We're banishing you to the north. Hang out there.
Someone explain to me.
Hang out there for 15 minutes. We'll come back to you. Don't worry. Yes, Saturday was free comic book day, I did go.
What'd you get?
I went to Clem's Collectibles.
I don't care what'd you get?
Calm down. If you go to our Twitter page,
You tweeted what you got?
I twit picked what I got. And I got...
Just for the viewers, you know, what's our Twitter?
It's at College Monkeys.
At College Monkeys.
On Twitter. but I got... What was it?
You didn't know.
That's why you asked me.
For our viewers.
Yeah. Well, I got... Okay.
I know, because he told me the number.
Yes. I got it's the new Spider-Man.
New Spider-Man? Which one's the new Spider-Man?
It just says Spider-Man. I don't know exactly which one it is. It says Spider-Man Season 1. Yeah. Cool. But then I got the new 52 Justice League.
Stinky prostitute.
I got...
What?
Well, there was a whole layout of what you could get. Because you could get... You two are like two giddy girls over there. Well, okay, if you had gone to Clem's Collectibles or any of the other comic book stores in town, you could have gotten five comic books for yourself.
Which,
of anything?
Well, anything they had splayed out.
Oh, there's, okay. They had splayed
which, okay. Which was like a big thing for me because I assumed you could only get one comic book.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Because I remember I went to the very first free comic book day and we could only get one comic book.
You know what that is?
Wait a minute. That's the smartest thing I've ever heard anyone say.
Ever.
I stopped this time.
But there was like a whole selection, but I pretty much got like the big name ones. Like I got the Spider-Man, the new season one, the new 52 Justice League. I got the Bongo comics. You know what the Bongo comics are?
A little bit.
They do a lot of TV cartoon comics. Like this one has it's a two-faced one, and one side has SpongeBob, the other side has Simpsons. And then I also got the Avengers. I think it's Ultron.
You seem bored, Amy.
She does seem bored.
She's yawning right now. That's why she can't answer.
There was an Avengers comic I got, and then I got... It's part one of the Stieg Larsson, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoos graphic novel.
Okay.
Which I actually enjoyed that movie. I enjoyed the original movie in Swedish, not the American version. American version sucks. Just letting that know. But I also picked up a bunch more comics, because Clem's has that little section you can get. It's all dollar comics.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
I got the... It's a Ghostbusters comic with one of the guys who actually works at the store was on it. And
really?
And the other guy who was working there told me, he's like, well, since we sold so many comics, he's like, we could put him on the cover. We ordered a case with him on the cover. And I was like, that's awesome. Because it's actually a picture of the other dude that was working on the cover of the...
Now I will say one more thing, just a quick side note.
Yes.
Comics Collectibles, I used to play Magic the Gathering a lot. That's a good place to go. They have Friday Night Magic.
Yeah,
what are you talking about? What's that?
It's a card game.
Are you serious? Is it like a Dungeons & Dragons thing that we've discussed before?
Yes.
Uber nerd.
Uber nerds.
Speaking of Uber nerds.
When does the Uber Nerd podcast to begin with?
I don't know. But speaking of Uber nerds, can someone just please describe to me what LARPing is?
LARPing is basically...
Well, hold on. Let's finish this comic book conversation, and then we'll get to the LARPing. Can we do that?
Okay, we can do that.
Because I still got a little bit... Exactly, so I want to say, like, all the comics I got. Because there was a bunch
of...
Oh,
yeah.
What's
wrong
with comics? You know one of my favorite comics?
Deadpool.
That's a good one.
Which one?
Deadpool. You ever read Deadpool?
Yeah, I like
Deadpool. He breaks the fourth wall all the time.
I love it when he does that.
but issues are the best.
I also got I got the Ghostbusters one. I think I got a Batman one.
Ghostbusters, Batman.
And then I got Star Trek prequel. It's supposed to be a prequel to the next movie, but I don't know. I couldn't tell if it was old movie or new movie. I don't know, but
you'll find that when you read it.
But I liked all the comics I got. And, like, it got me, like, so juiced up. I'm like, you know, man, I want to get some more comics. Because, like, I have my own little collection. I haven't gotten any in a few months. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go get some more. So I drove up to Half Price Books, and I picked up some more Batman comics.
Yeah.
Like, I picked up one of the new 52. It's the Batman Incorporated.
Batman.
Oh, I love it.
I really only read the Marvel stuff.
There you go. So I was looking at
that. Nothing against DC, but I just haven't had it Marvel.
I prefer DC over Marvel. I don't know what it is.
See, I understand that, but like some of my favorite heroes come from Marvel, so
I like
more Marvel. Like Spider-Man is my favorite hero.
I
nerd gone superhero. I mean, come on.
But
come on.
Okay. There are a few characters I love in Marvel universe. Like Iron Man, I love Iron Man.
Even though he destroyed.
Yeah, because he's a dick face. It's Tony Stark. What are you going to do?
Shoot him.
Shoot him!
Can't shoot him.
It's not his suit. No.
The Civil War story would have never been amazing without Iron Man.
It's true.
Without Iron Man being a total dick face.
You know, it's because of Iron Man and Captain America died in the first place.
Okay.
I love how I actually have the comic book panel where it like Iron Man's like sitting with his mask off and Captain America's like splayed out on the table dead. He's like, "This is I can't remember exactly what he said, but it's pretty much like this was not meant to be."
Yeah.
I like that. I like just seeing that. I have it as a wallpaper on one of my computers.
I'm not sure I ever read that.
So boys, I have this great idea.
What?
We should go LARPing.
Really?
Apparently, that was a real fart. We're in an enclosed area. Now I'm going to die.
I farted earlier, so.
I didn't even notice. That's so cool.
I farted at the beginning of the podcast.
Oh, okay.
disgusting.
This is what you get. This is a boys' club, if you haven't realized.
Boys' club.
Well, someone's got to keep you guys.
It is a club.
So this was a podcast.
Anyways,
we're not going LARPing.
LARPing is live action role playing game.
Quit interrupting her. Let her just ramble.
Live action role playing.
Have you ever seen the movie Role Models?
That's what it is.
No,
watch Role Models. You'll know exactly what it is. It's also a great movie, and it explains, and LARPing is a big part of it.
Okay. Well, this is what I want to do.
We're not doing it, though.
I think we should do it. I think we should, like, but. Like, everyone, like, it looks like in this one, they're like, on this website I'm on, it looks like they're just old-time musket ball shooting.
Well, there's different ones.
I think, since y'all love your little comic book so much, you should be Spider-Man.
I am for my, wedding.
What?
Wait, what?
She's gonna tell Danielle. She won't listen to this, I'm not worried.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You're Spider-Man for your wedding?
I'll hide under my suit so then we go to the...
He's going to run out. At the reception, he's going to run out like, yeah!
After all the pictures are done, I'm like, whoa! No.
As soon as
you're
saying...
Are you serious? She knows she's going to kill you.
Oh, she will. But she can't catch me, so we're good.
No. She's going to murder... Like, if Coda would have pulled something stupid like that, I would have murdered him for ruining my wedding.
I got toasted off my ass before the wedding.
I was pretty drunk, too. I was drunk. Someone... I did a shotgun of beer before I got my makeup on.
Shotgun, that's it.
A shotgun.
I drank from a flask.
A couple more.
Then a couple more?
Yeah.
I had like 2.4 cases that night.
Look, I'm a lightweight. It doesn't take much to get me.
I'm kidding.
All right.
Sorry, we're slowing down a little bit. We found the donuts.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say. I'll just come in. I'll just pull a green goblin mask on. Where are you, Spider-Man? That's what chicks say. I do.
Eric, please do that because I want to see that. That would make my day.
You're LARPing at your wedding.
No. He's going to do some cosplay. There's a difference between LARPing and cosplay. LARPing is like fighting. Cosplay.
I don't see anything
just dress
in the
up.
Definition that says fighting.
You have to watch Role Models. You'll know exactly what LARPing is.
Okay. Because
here's some rules.
Type in the movie Role Models and watch this.
We don't have enough time to talk all about the rules of LARPing. I'm going to give everyone a general overview.
Oh, you're right.
It is what they were doing in Role Models. It's just like plain fighting.
You're right. It says the LARPing rules include such weapons as foam weapons and airsoft guns. And
pretty much nothing that can hurt
swords.
You.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it does require a lot of fighting for LARPing.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, me and Eric have technically LARPed before because we bought Nerf swords at Walmart. Sorry.
Right in the middle of the store.
We just started fighting with them.
Wait, you only did it in the store? That's not LARPing, then. You gotta have more than two people do LARPing.
No.
Well, there were more than two people.
You know what my favorite
was?
Were they all fighting?
A Nerf gun.
We were the only ones actually using the swords in the store.
Well,
we were doing the Nerf battle.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, in that case, then we had an entire group of people doing an entire house while turning the lights off and everything.
Was this at
Walmart?
It was
not safe. No.
Okay. Well, I got a Walmart story.
No. We're not talking about Walmart.
Oh, no. It's really fun.
But where's the Comic-Con?
Since I don't...
Talk about Comic-Con.
Well, since I don't...
Come on.
Like,
you already talked about Walmart.
Just let me finish. It's real quick. Since I don't like Walmart, the best thing to do at Walmart is to go there. And you know those big, huge valleys of balls? And just take them and throw one down every aisle. Just take a whole handful and just throw it and throw it. And watch everyone just go into panic and then move like all of like their... Just rearrange everything.
That's a jerk move though because the employees already get screwed over and now you're making them work harder.
Yeah, when I worked at Target, that was an ass bag thing for kids to do that. Kids would like run through aisles and get on bikes, and I would like just look at them and be like, "No, stop it, stop it!" Like a master looking at his dog. No pee today.
Oh, Peter. Hey,
stop it. What?
Nothing.
What?
Comic-Con.
So Comic-Con is coming up Saturday.
Comic-Con. You're gonna be there.
No, I'm not.
You're getting dragged.
Oh, I'm dragging myself at least. Are you going?
I have to. No, I'm out of time, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, I can't do it either because I have to work.
So he gets to say whatever he wants, go off topic as much as he wants, do whatever.
I'll be by myself pretty much.
Dude, that's awesome.
Nah, I think I'll have to record a little bit of video. Are you going to be there, Eric?
Yeah, I can go.
Okay. I'll probably run in the end, but... Because I'll probably be by myself. I'll be looking like the real... I'll be the real weirdo. I'll be like walking around with a camera, be like, talking to the camera, man, I got a podcast.
That's not weird at all. That
it's in my van. I record out of my van. I got a Huffy.
Last comic kind of went to, I actually saw, like, a, what was it, a full lineup of the Naruto characters?
Probably.
Yeah, I did. I know I did. Billy, you were at the booth then, when you probably didn't see him.
Yeah, but
there was like a full lineup of Naruto characters, like from Sasuke. Sasuke was there too. But Sakura, sorry. Don't add more than just Billy. It was awesome. Naruto was there.
Well, I'm excited. I really can't wait to.
Hey.
We got time.
Hey.
We got plenty of time.
Time is money. Everybody has money? There's a girl.
Now, I at least have two more topics I want to talk about.
I don't know, I'm asking for that one. Sorry.
So did you hear the story about the kids that got strapped to the hood of a car?
Actually, yes.
You did?
A little bit.
Did you hear about it, Eric?
I did not.
Okay, so these two people, I think they're like, they're both like 26 or 29. It was one of them, 6 or 9. They left the liquor store and strapped their four kids, three of which were the guys, one of which was the girls, strapped them to the hood of a car with a tow strap. Yeah, and drove off. And
what?
A fucking off-duty marshal stopped them and was like, "What are you doing? You guys are terrible parents."
Yeah, pretty much.
But, like, I found it...
Why can't I strap my kids to the top of my car?
No, it was the hood! It was the hood!
Oh, wait, it wasn't even the top of their car?
No!
The hood?
They didn't pull Mitt Romney!
I wonder how many people got that joke.
A very select few. No, but, like...
So wait a minute. So was their heads like hanging like by the grill?
I don't know exactly. I don't know exactly how they were strapped. I think they were probably strapped like head towards the windshield.
It doesn't matter. One little fender bender, those kids are gone.
That's just terrible parenting.
Yeah.
Well, I find it weird because I heard the story, and then I went on Indiana's News Center, and I was looking, and I looked at the wrong video because apparently in the same week there had been like, like, there was a story about four kids that were being abused at a home, and I thought that was the story, and I'm like, wow, they were abused at home, too? And I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't the story. It was, like, two stories about four kids.
Two stories about four, wow. That's messed up.
Yeah, I know.
Apparently the memo is to not have four kids, otherwise you're going to end up losing your mind. And strapping into a
bitch, you gonna go crazy.
I know someone who actually has, it's 9 kids right now?
Yeah.
They're aiming for 12.
What is it, Tittman?
No.
No,
Halls. You wouldn't know him.
I probably wouldn't. They're related to the people who own Don Halls?
Are they
Mexican or white?
They're white.
Okay, because I was told by someone that the people who own Don Halls are Mexican.
That they're... Like, I think it's something about his father, something like, owned it, but now he has a store.
What?
I also saw there is an awesome video this week. An MIT student built a Mario go-kart.
Built a Mario go-kart?
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
No. It's not that hard. No, he built it from scrap.
Yeah, me too.
He didn't...
I'll go get a cardboard box, paint it.
No, like an actual working one.
Boom!
With a motor and everything.
Yeah, it
actually has a
lawnmower too. It will be fine.
It has a lithium ion battery to power it. And then it also has.
May I have your attention, please? The time is now 8:30.
I love it when we get interrupted by that.
The
library will close at this time.
Hey, y'all, gotta get out of here, y'all. Class starts closing at 9 o'clock now.
Y'all gotta leave by 30 minutes because we're gonna closing up on here.
I hate it when I get phone calls at work and like the people be like the people.
Our son.
They're talking.
Wow.
I love the soundboard tonight.
I accidentally clicked that one.
But
I was just looking at it.
The go-kart, it has four-wheel drive, mm-hmm. and like the way he steers is like a, pretty much like a tire iron. Oh, but wow. it's like placed so you can do like easily turn and stuff.
Yeah.
But like I saw him zooming through the halls, it's awesome.
That sounds awesome.
I'm gonna drop the link in the I'm gonna put the link in the dump. So
in the dump.
Link dump. That's what I meant.
Link dump. You took a dump on a link?
I took a dump on a link. On a Lynx, I should say.
I hope he doesn't rescue building now.
But he built it and then the total cost was like I think $2,000. But it looks pretty good.
Yeah, we got
time. Got anything else you want to talk about before we wrap up?
Oh, we're good. I need to get going anyway.
You need to get going.
Oh, I forgot to say something.
Oh, what?
Avengers in 3D looks amazing.
I have shot to see it.
I only paid $11. That's still a lot, but it's more nice, more than I expected.
All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap up here.
Hello?
It was fun, guys.
Hey.
If you answer a phone, you have to leave the room.
No, hold on a second. There you go. That's my fiance calling me.
I know. Well, that was Josh getting a phone call. Now we're going to wrap up. This is Before There Were Monkeys podcast. If you want to hear more or... If you just want to see our tweets online, you can go to @collegemonkeys on Twitter. And also our website is beforetherewaremonkeys.blogpost.com. So you can see updates from our episodes, and also we have an embedded player so you can listen to our episodes. So we hope you enjoy. Hope you come back next week. I will be probably naked and doing this podcast.
Come on now.
You're going to scare Jake.
I'm not scared.
You're going to scare the only three viewers we have. And